This is program number LW2181. Well, it happened some time ago. Hi, this is Larry West. He was an expert swimmer. He taught physical education at the community college. The thing he naturally specialized in was teaching men and women how to swim, how to dive. One night, so the story goes, he couldn't sleep. So he decided to go to the swimming pool and have a swim, hoping that the exercise, you know, would relax him, and eventually he could go to sleep. And here's what happened. These are his words. He said, "I didn't turn the lights on. I knew every inch of the place, and the roof was made of glass. The moon shone through, throwing the shadow of my body on the wall at the other end of the pool." He said, "I put my suit on, walked around, and stepped up onto the diving board, walked out to the end of it, and started to dive. As I raised my arms up, I noticed my shadow the moon was making on the wall at the other end of the pool. My body and arms made a perfect cross." He said, "I can't explain why I didn't dive at that moment. I had no premonition of danger of any kind. I just stood there, looking at the shadow of the cross." Then he said, "I began to think of the cross of Christ." He said, "I can't tell you how long I stood poised on the diving board or why I didn't dive." He said, "After a while, I came down from the diving board and walked along the pool to the steps that I knew led to the bottom of the pool, and I began to casually walk down them. I reached the bottom, and my feet touched the cold, smooth bottom of the pool. I was shocked. The pool was empty. The night before, the caretaker had drained the pool dry, and I knew nothing about it. I realized then that had I dived, I would have dived to my death." Then he said, "The cross on the wall saved me that night." Now, that's quite a statement. The cross on the wall saved me that night. Now, I'm not here trying to suggest there was something hocus-pocus that went on that night, but I just had to tell you about the story. A cross did save his life that night, you know, even if it was the one made by his own shadow. You know, a cross has, for at least 20 centuries now, captured the attention of the world. And yet it's not the cross itself that's been so interesting. It's been the man on the cross. I say the man. He is more than a man. He's also God. That's why he's captured the attention of the world. He had to be both God and man, or he can't save our lives. Jesus had to be both God and man in order to be our Savior. You see, like a bridge touches both shores, Jesus, being God, touches God's shore. And being man, he touches ours. That's the only way we can cross over from our side to God's. Jesus is that bridge. And that's why Jesus is the only Savior of the world. He died on that cross. That was the price tag. So that you and I wouldn't have to die. We can live. What a sacrifice. What he did reminds me of what a little 14-year-old school dropout once did for his little sister. Let me tell you about her first. She was crippled and underwent an operation in an effort to try to get her to walk again. During the operation, though, complications set in, serious complications. They needed a blood transfusion. Now, the problem was she had a rare type of blood, and the only one they could find to help her out was her little 14-year-old brother. Well, he found out about the need, naturally. The doctors went to him and asked him if he minded helping her out. And he thought about it. He thought and thought. He was unusually nervous. Finally, he stepped up and volunteered his blood. They rolled him in beside his little sister, and he looked on silently, tight-lipped. He watched them tie him to his little sister with a strange-looking tube. After a moment of silence, he looked up and then asked the doctor, "Doc, how long will it be before I die?" Now, there was a kid ready to die for his little sister. No one had thought to tell him the details. But Jesus knew the details, and that's why his cross has made such an impact upon the world. It's his cross that can save your life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that discusses that cross and why Jesus had to die on it. It's yours free. Right before I can care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.